Cam Ward went 22 of 28 against the Super Bowl champion Seahawks in Friday's joint practice. By Jim Wyatt's hand count at the team's website, 20 of 26 in team periods, 6 for 6 in the move the ball drill, and a 2-minute drive he capped with a touchdown to tight end Daniel Bellinger. The A to Z Sports charting from Austin Stanley and Easton Freeze scored the same session 20 of 26 with 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, and 2 sacks across 7 team drives, under a headline that had the offense finishing strong. The blemish was the loud kind, an interception over the middle that Seattle safety Ty Okada returned for a score. Ward's second pick six in as many joint practices this summer. Friday capped a week in which the practice charting never really dipped. Monday, 22 of 28 by Wyatt's count. Wednesday, a rougher 21 of 31 whose lone interception was a desperation heave. Wyatt's weekend preview put the full practice week at a 76.7% completion rate. Robert Saleh's summary, per Lane Mills at Sports Illustrated, Ward has had a great camp. The reason those numbers are a story rather than a stat dump is the split they sit on. In his one game appearance this preseason, Ward went 5 of 12 for 57 yards against San Francisco after an opening 95-yard touchdown drive. Practice Ward and Game Ward have not yet been the same quarterback, and a joint practice against the champions is the closest thing to live work between them. The reconciliation attempt is tonight. Seattle at Nissan Stadium, 7 o'clock Central on national television, with Saleh telling reporters the starters will get roughly 20 to 25 plays and could stretch toward halftime, per Wyatt. This episode files before kickoff. Back in June, we framed Ward's second season as a bet Tennessee spent an entire offseason building. New coordinator, new receivers, without our underwriting the leap or fading it, and the game versus practice split is exactly where that bet gets settled. What to watch? What the starter stint against Seattle produces tonight, whether the Carnell Tate connection registers a completion in live action, and how the quarterback room behind Ward resolves at next Sunday's cut down to 53. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.